Tomorrow, Kenyans go to the polls to pick a new president. The last election in 2007 was followed by weeks of tribal violence, in some cases orchestrated by politicians themselves. This time around, at least one of the presidential candidates is accused of war crimes, and several others of land grabs and corruption. So how do you make any of this funny? That is the task for writers of the XYZ Show, Kenya's version of The Daily Show. It uses puppets to poke relentless fun at Kenyan politics. And as NPR's Gregory Warner reports, the role of political satire in Kenya may be more fraught and more important than ever before.
The candidates stand behind the dais. The moderator fires tough questions.
When you were finance minister and the interest rates, oh my God, the interest rates on loans went up by double digits. How is it going to be different this time around? Come on, tell me.
But this is a mock debate aired on the XYZ Show the night before the presidential debate in Kenya. The politicians and the moderator are played by latex puppets. They look like editorial cartoons come to life. And they never answer the questions asked. They just make speeches.
I think you should not ask what Raila has done as prime minister in this country, but rather ask yourself what you will do for Raila when he becomes the president of this republic.
John Stewart once described the writer's room at The Daily Show as a gathering of curmudgeons expressing frustration and upset. Curmudgeonism isn't really a Kenyan trait, but in the writer's room of the XYZ Show, there's a lot more frustration than funny. Here's the writer Julian Mucharia ripping the real presidential debate, which had just happened that week.
Then the questions from the public, for Pete's sake. What will you do for our teachers? But I feel like saying, what? How about ask what happened to their last three promises? Just ask what you should ask.
Lily Wanjiku is head writer.
Yeah, it always makes me angry.
The news.
Yeah, the news makes me angry.
What made her the most angry this year was when the outgoing Kenyan president, Mwai Kibaki, awarded himself a $12 million exit package.
The greed is so out of control. That's the thing that upsets me the most.
We did a spoof of Lil Wayne's song, Make It Rain.
In the music video, the puppet playing President Kibaki dances around with fistfuls of cash and a golf club, and occasionally he raps.
Now why is everybody so mad at Kibaki for? Is it Kibaki Highway that you're mad for?
Julian Mucharia says with this video, he's not just trying to make fun of the president. He's trying to cut him down to size in a country where politicians are so exalted that corruption is seen as an entitlement of office.
For me, I think we need to reduce the aura of politicians. People need to appreciate they're actually working for you. They're at the same level as any other civil servant. So, yeah, I mean, let them just do their job, just like you're doing your job.
And it's not just the president. At the end of the video, a bunch of politicians show up.
You just can't make it rain and leave us out. Make it rain in our pockets as well.
And if there's one thing that Mucharia does give his president credit for, it's for not tossing him in jail.
The one thing definitely Kibaki has created is freedom of press. To get to seven seasons, not one of us has ever been arrested or called in for questioning.
Their sister show in South Africa was banned off the air, and in most African countries, you wouldn't even dare try.
I mean, the things I'm able to do with the politicians, I would say it's a true verbal democracy. I mean, you really can say whatever you want. People don't fear anymore, not like before.
They may not be afraid of speaking out, but there is a lot of fear around tomorrow's presidential election. One of the candidates, Uhuru Kenyatta, is not only leading in the polls, he's also facing charges of war crimes from the International Criminal Court, accused of organizing a campaign of violence in 2008, including murder and rape against supporters of his rival, Raila Odinga. Now he and Odinga are neck and neck in tomorrow's contest.
From my perspective, the XYZ Show has always been trying to show the politicians for who they are, because you would, funny enough, if a stranger came and told you, paid you money, and told you to go fight for your community, someone would see that as a criminal activity. But when it's a politician, I don't know why they see it suddenly as a self-defense, you know, attack before you're attacked.
Julian Mucharia won't be voting in tomorrow's election. He's abstaining out of contempt. But he hopes that the XYZ Show helps Kenyans take their leaders a little less seriously. It could be a matter of life and death. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.